So you want to lose weight fast. You want it gone. You want to fit in your clothes. You want to look at the woman in the mirror and be proud of her and confident. And you feel like losing the weight, reaching the number on the scale, that's going to make the difference. That's going to be the thing. And we got to get there as fast as possible. I can help you do that. Totally. I can create a super restrictive plan for you. I can give you a customized, crazy, reduced plan, and we're going to get you there fast. But is it going to be worth the cost? What is that cost going to be to you? What are the things that are going to be pushed to the back burner? What are the relationships that are going to suffer? Is it worth it? Let's unpack that in this episode. Let's kick this off with a holistic mom weight loss truth bomb. Your weight is the last thing you need to worry about. Look, I get it. You want your body and energy back. You're anxious, stressed, sleep deprived, feeling unattractive in stretchy leggings that aren't quite stretchy enough, and it is a struggle to sift through all of the crunchy health advice out there. It feels overwhelming. Deep breath, friend. I'm Kristen Noriega. As a registered dietitian, I've helped hundreds of women support their hormones, lose weight, and keep it off. We're going to get your hormones, gut, and body systems squared away. Once your body is working for you, the last piece of your health puzzle, your weight, is going to fall right where it's supposed to be. All right, friend, reheat your coffee, get ready to take some notes. It is time to thrive. Welcome back to the Holistic Mom Weight Loss Podcast. I'm Kristen Noriega, registered dietitian, nutritionist, mom of four, fellow Christian Catholic woman here, army spouse, all the things. And I almost flubbed this by saying, welcome back to the Baby Weight Nutritionist Podcast. That's what this podcast was called for years. And it's still really hard for me to tweak what I'm saying, like the Holistic Mom Weight Loss Podcast. That's what it is. And we've kind of shifted away from the postpartum stage. I've always served a lot of women, varying stages of motherhood, but we're just really trying to make sure it's clear here that you don't have to have a new baby to fit into what we're talking about. You don't have to have a child under 5. You don't have to have a child under 10. Hey, you don't even have to have children. Some of my clients aren't even moms, and that's totally, totally cool. We're just here in this season where, you know, maybe motherhood is on your heart. Maybe you are raising kids. One of my clients had 7 kids. You know, whatever it is, you're here. You're welcome. And I'm glad you're here. At the time this is being released, this podcast is coming out to you. Oh dear. It's Tuesday, late April 23rd. I had to check my calendar. The 23rd. I am on day 10 of the Camino de Santiago. That's a pilgrimage in Spain. So I'm obviously recording this beforehand. I am not doing this while walking. I'm setting out on this journey, though, with my kids and my aunt. My husband, he's going to go with us for a day, but then he has to come back to work. So the Camino de Santiago is a pilgrimage to Santiago, Spain, and it's very historical for Catholic people, but also just anybody who might want to go on a pilgrimage and kind of just find God along the way. When planning this trip, I was given 2 different options. I could do the 4-day version to walk 100K. 100K is like over 60 miles. So I could have done that in 4 days. I really heavily contemplated if I wanted to go this route, you know, do it real fast, just me by myself or just me and my aunt, and leave the kids behind. It would kind of make sense financially because we would have fewer places to sleep, fewer meals to cover, a lot less logistics to figure out. and get there in 4 days. And it would be really hard because it's going to be over 20 miles per day. No, over 20K. 20K per day. Okay, math is hard for me, guys. But it was going to be really tough. Tough and fast. And in the end, we would get there and celebrate. But that would have meant opting to leave my kids behind. The alternative was that I could plan a trip that was going to take 12 days of walking, break down this 100K into 12 different stages, take my kids, show them what hard work looks like, because they're going to have to do walking, not the 20K per day, but some of the harder days that we have planned are 14K. So remember, at the time you're listening to this, I should be almost done with this journey. But 14K per day, my boys are going to have to walk a lot of it. Yes, we're taking the stroller. Yes, I'm taking a baby carrier. Yes, we're going to stop a ton. Yeah, it's going to take a lot longer. And it's going to be messy in a different way. I have my kids there. It's going to be tough on my patience. It's going to be exhausting. But when faced with the two different options here of let it take longer and let it be a beautiful journey with my kids, let it be a spiritual process versus grind, get it done, and get home, I wanted to go with the option that was going to be more transformative for who I am as a person, who I am as a mother, as a Christian, as a Catholic woman, as a niece to my aunt who's going to be there, as a wife to my husband who gets to go with us for a day. I wanted the transformation of my soul. I didn't just want to get there as fast as I possibly could and get home. We planned the 12-day trip. And I think that is really just a really good analogy for your weight loss journey. You could get to the end really dang fast, but what are you going to learn in the process? Are the ends going to justify the means? So as you think about your weight loss journey and you just so desperately want to lose weight, I'm challenging your perspective today. I know that you desire to feel better in your body, but the weight, the number on the scale, that's not really the measure you want to have as the end-all be-all. Who are you becoming in the process? What does this woman do differently? How is she living her life? How is she fulfilling the call that she has? How is she bringing others along the journey to find God and find their faith and learn about who she is and learn about who they are? What's the difference in those two journeys? It's a radically different journey. Totally different. If you're going slower on your weight loss journey, you are truly able to change your health in a different way. So let me flip this here. So we're talking weight now. If you want to do this the fast way, you want to lose weight fast, here's what you're looking at. Like I said at the very beginning, like I could help you through this if you want, but is it, I don't know. Fast weight loss, this is what it looks like. You lose water weight. Some of the swelling that you have could go down. You're maybe eating less, so your body starts to use a little bit more of the stored energy. But you're also having to be overly restrictive, so you really, really got to cut your calories. You really got to really pare down on what you're eating. That's not fun. You are doing this fast, so there's not really a whole lot of time for you to build muscle. And that muscle is key for long-term success. So if you're doing it fast in a way that's just like, get it done, get it over with, there's no long-term results here. If you're doing it fast, you're probably using some sort of like cleanse, something that's probably making you poop your brains out. Sorry to say that. Doing it in a way that is just like flushing your body, but no long-term results. If you're doing it fast with all these methods I've just kind of talked about, like restrictive dieting, really just looking at what you can cut out, this is damaging your hormone balance. This is more damaging in the long run than the short-term effects here. So yeah, you might lose 10 pounds real fast. We're talking 2-3 weeks, boom, off. But this is damaging your health in the long run. this is a question. Do you want to be around for a long time for your husband, for your children, for your purpose on this earth? If so, heavily consider, is the long-term damage to your hormonal balance, to your health, an outcome that you're okay with? By doing this the fast way, you're damaging your menstrual cycle. Restrictive dieting leads to anovulatory cycles. That's amenorrhea. It's a very common thing with women who are really restrictive and over-exercising, maybe. There's kind of a few different caveats, but you're damaging your cycle. You're damaging your overall health. You're damaging your fertility if you're still in a baby-making phase of life. And if you're past that, you're damaging your cycle, which affects everything. It affects your emotional regulation. It affects your appetite regulation, your weight. So by getting real restrictive and trying to lose weight real fast, that is devastating on your monthly cycle and your overall health. And finally, my last point to trying to do this the fast way is that it just leads to burnout. How long can you follow that super restrictive diet? How long can you follow this trendy thing? How long can you focus only on yourself and ignore the fact that you have to feed your family? How long can you focus on the weight without becoming an emotional wreck, a nervous wreck, without leading into disordered eating or eating disorders? How long? Are the ends justifying the means? If you ask me, the answer is no. That's why I don't teach women to do it that way. Here's what is optimal, okay? Optimal is slow and steady. I want you to turn to the Get Slim series this coming Thursday. We're looking at a story about playing the long game. So definitely tune back in on Thursday. And then an optimal mindset for you to have instead of takeaway, takeaway, cut out, cut out, cut out is going to be, what can I add? What can you add to your health instead of cut out? Huge shift. What can you add? And then finally, I want you to focus on your health first and your weight last. Focus on your health. Focus on getting strong, being mentally sound, being emotionally stable, being confident in your relationships, confident in your food relationship, confident in your body, building all these tiny habits that really make you a better version of yourself. Then the weight will come off as a byproduct. The weight is the last thing that, like, if you don't focus on the weight, it just happens. When you're focusing on bettering yourself in all these various ways that I walk my clients through, and I'm trying to walk you through here, then your weight changes. But when you focus on the weight, and that is the end all be all, that's what you're clutching so tightly to, it's not worth it. You don't have the results you want to have for the long run. Let's see. So it's Tuesday the 24th when this episode releases, and I should be on day 10 of my Camino de Santiago pilgrimage journey. We'll see how I feel about this. Head to my Instagram stories. I'm planning to share a little bit as I go, not really hyper-focusing on social media at the time, but planning to stay in touch and share a little bit. So head to Instagram to see if we're surviving, if we've made it to day 10. But as you are really heavily considering your weight loss journey and you're wanting to do this the right way and you're not really sure where to start and you're here, you know, you're skimming through the episodes and you're going through all the stuff and you're like, yes, this is a great tip. Yes, this is a great tip. Yes, I'm going to do this. Yes, I got to do that. It's a lot. And I'd love, love, love to help you create a plan that supports you and your body and your goals with all the things that you have going on, not the person next to you. So if you want me to get my eyeballs on it, my team, me and Sydney, we will help you formulate the plan that's going to work for you with however much hand holding you need or however hands off you might be able to do it, whatever fits into your life, this season, this budget that you have right now, we can help you figure that out. So book a free breakthrough call down in the show notes. we will help you get that first step, that first breakthrough, form your plan, and send you on the right trajectory. It's going to take a little bit longer, but it's going to be so worth it. And you're going to take your family along for the process. You're going to grow spiritually, emotionally, and you're going to get a lot stronger. And it's going to be so worth the journey. So schedule your free breakthrough. Catch us on Instagram at weightloss.wellmom. Share this episode with a friend who's going along this journey. Thanks for being here, friend. Take care.
Before you go, I'm going to challenge you to share this episode with a friend or any episode that has been super meaningful for you. Imagine if you shared it with a friend and she shared it with a friend, and then we've changed the narrative of our generation and that of our children. Women who love their bodies and are treating them well. That is what you can do by sharing this episode. So you can click the little arrow button or take a screenshot and text it to your friend. It's going to have crazy, crazy impact. Are you with me? I hope so. Thanks for listening.